I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about the award-winning poet and writer, Lucille Clifton. Critics call her one of the greatest writers of our time.
Lucille Clifton began writing poetry when she was about 10 years old. She had developed an interest in poetry because of her mother, Thelma Sayles. Her mother was also a poet, although her poems were never published. As a child, Lucille would sit on her mother's lap and listen as she read poetry. She learned to love words and the power of words. That stayed with her as she grew. There was another experience that stayed with her, too. Once her mother was offered a chance to publish her poetry. But her husband, Samuel Sayles, ordered her not to do it. In anger and sorrow, Mrs. Sayles threw her poems into a fire. That memory also stayed with Lucille. She would write about it years later in her poem called Fury. Like many of Lucille Clifton's poems, Fury is personal. It deals with her own experiences.
Lucille Clifton believed that it was important for poets to write about their own memories. She said poetry comes out of the life of the poet. That, she said, is the only way that poetry can reach other people. Lucille Clifton's poems deal with life and death, religion and politics, motherhood and family. They tell stories of racism, sexism, and injustice. They tell of terrible things done to humans by humans. In one poem, she calls it the extraordinary evil in ordinary men. In the poem Cruelty, she takes a different look at violence.
Don't talk to me about cruelty or what I am capable of. When I wanted the roaches dead, I wanted them dead, and I killed them. I took a broom to their country and smashed and sliced without warning, without stopping, and I smiled all the time I was doing it. It was a holocaust of roaches, bodies, parts of bodies, red all over the ground. I didn't ask their names. They had no names worth knowing. Now I watch myself whenever I enter a room. I never know what I might do.
Lucille Clifton was born Thelma Lucille Sayles in Depew, New York, in 1936. She was named Thelma after her mother. Lucille was the name of one of her father's ancestors. Neither mother nor daughter was happy with the name Thelma. When the younger one got older, she chose to call herself Lucille. While her mother taught her to love poetry, her father gave her the gift of storytelling. He would tell Lucille interesting stories about her ancestors, especially the one named Lucille, who was his grandmother. Samuel Clifton said she was the first black woman to be legally hanged in the state of Virginia. Lucille Clifton wrote about it in her poem called Lucy.
Yes, Lord, he was born with a withered arm. This is Lucy's child, Jeannie, my father's father. And when he was still just a baby, Lucy waited by the crossroad one night for Harvey Nichols to come to her. And when he rode up on a white horse, she cocked up a rifle she had stole and shot him off his horse and killed him, Lou. And she didn't run away. She didn't run away. She waited right there by the body with the rifle in her hand till the horse, coming back empty saddled to the stable, brought a mob to see what had become of Harvey Nichols. And when they got to the crossroad, they found Lucy standing there with the rifle in her hand. And they didn't lynch her, Lou, because she was Mammy Caroline's child and from Dahomey women. That's what I believe. Mammy Caroline got one of the lawyers' sale family to defend her daughter, because they was all lawyers and preachers in that family. They had a legal trial, and Lucy was found guilty and hanged. Mammy Caroline took the baby boy Jeannie and raised him and never let him forget who he was. I used to ask her sometime, "Mammy, was you scared back then by Grandma Lucy?" And she would look right at me and say, "I'm scared for you, mister, that's all." She always called me mister. She said I was Mr. Sale. And Lou, I always was. Later, I would ask my father for proof. "Where are the records, Daddy?" I would ask. "The time may not be right. It may just be a family legend or something." "Somebody somewhere knows," he would say. And I would be dissatisfied and fuss with Fred, my husband, about fact and proof in history, until he told me one day not to worry, that even the lies are true. In history, even the lies are true. And there would be days when we young Sales would be trying to dance and sing in the house, and Sammy, my brother, would miss a step and not be able to keep up to the music, and neither one of us could ever learn how to dance, and he would look over in the corner of the room and holler, "Damn Harvey Nichols," and we would laugh.
Lucille was the first one in her family to graduate from high school. In 1953, she won a scholarship to attend Howard University in Washington, D.C. She studied there for 2 years. Then she returned to New York to attend Fredonia State Teachers College. Fred Clifton was a professor of philosophy at a local university. The poet and the professor met, fell in love, and were married in 1958. They moved to Baltimore, Maryland in the 1960s. They had 6 children over a 7-year period, 4 girls and 2 boys. Lucille Clifton wrote poetry while raising her family.
She released her first book of poetry in 1969. The book was called Good Times. The New York Times called it one of the best books of the year. The poems are about ancestry and family, oppression and politics. They use a small amount of words to communicate big ideas. That was Lucille Clifton's style. She often talked about her love for words. She loved the sound of words and the way the words felt in her mouth. She loved finding interesting ways to use words to express what was happening in the world.
Unlike her mother, Lucille Clifton's poetry was anything but traditional. Her poems do not rhyme or follow a special kind of pattern. They do not use fancy words. They do not deal in make-believe. Her poetry is known for being simple, truthful, and direct. It is written the way people speak, in a casual, relaxed language. There is very little punctuation, and even less capitalization. Many of the poems are uncomfortably honest. Lucille Clifton often said that she tried to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Over the years, she seems to have perfected that art. Here she reads her poem, Admonitions.
Boys, I don't promise you nothing but this. What you pawn, I will redeem. What you steal, I will conceal. My private silence to your public guilt is all I got. Girls, first time a white man opens his fly like a good thing, we'll just laugh. Laugh real loud, my black women. Children, when they ask you, why is your mama so funny? Say, she is a poet. She don't have no sense.
Lucille Clifton published more than 30 books during her career. They include 10 books of poetry and 20 children's books. She released her first children's books in 1970, a year after her first book of poetry was published. Her book, Some of the Days of Everett Anderson, became the first in a series of books about a young African-American boy growing up in the city. Years later, the seventh book in the series, Everett Anderson's Goodbye, was awarded the Coretta Scott King Award. Ms. Clifton received many other honors during her long career. She won a National Book Award in 2000 for her poetry collection, Blessing the Boats, New and Selected Poems. She was nominated for 3 Pulitzer Prize Poetry Awards. She is the only poet to have received 2 Pulitzer nominations in a single year. Her Good Woman, Poems and a Memoir, and her collection, Next New Poems, were both nominated for Pulitzer Prizes in 1987.
Ms. Clifton also won an Emmy Award, 2 fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, and a Los Angeles Times Poetry Award. In 2007, she became the first black woman to receive the Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize. It is considered one of the highest honors a poet can receive. It includes a $100,000 award. In addition to her writing, Lucille Clifton spent many years teaching poetry. She served as a writer in residence at Coppin State University in Baltimore, Maryland. She also taught at the University of California at Santa Cruz, St. Mary's College of Maryland, and Duke University in North Carolina. And she was the first African-American poet laureate for the state of Maryland. Lucille Clifton died in 2010 from problems related to cancer. She was 73 years old. She leaves behind a written record of her life and legacy through the words of her poems.
This program was written and produced by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our reports are at voaspecialenglish.com. And you can find us on Twitter and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.